Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
To some breaking news now, because the National Public Health Emergency Team, or NPHET, met today, and one of the areas that was under consideration is an easing of nursing home visit restrictions. In the last few minutes, RTE understands NPHET are recommending that some visits to nursing homes will be allowed restart. I'm joined now by Mary Butler, who's Minister of State for Mental Health and Older People. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
An awful lot of people waiting for clarity and news around visits to nursing homes. You have some news.
I absolutely do. 12 months on from the arrival of COVID-19, we have seen the huge impact the virus has had on society, but especially for our older people. And it has been extremely difficult for those in the nursing home sector. We know the pandemic has borne down so hard on the nursing home sector. And I suppose the positive news I'm going to announce now is a direct correlation of the prioritisation that was taken from the very start when we first received the vaccines into the country. There's a direct correlation between a person's age and their risk of developing severe disease and potential death due to COVID-19. 88% of all deaths over the course
and
of the pandemic.
Without question, we know the correlation, we know the context. So what is the news in relation to visits?
But I could just say, Cormac, this is positive news, because by prioritising our most vulnerable in nursing homes, and now we see the results of having vaccinated them so soon after we received the vaccinations, that NPHET agreed today from the HPRC, who made recommendations that from the 22nd of March, under levels 3, 4 and 5, residents will be able to receive 2 visits every week under compassionate grounds where there is a high vaccine coverage in a nursing home. So that would be, for example, where 80% of all residents and staff would be vaccinated.
Okay. So there's a few things to break down there. Under compassionate grounds, I mean, so it's not 2 visits per nursing home resident, full stop, is it?
No, it absolutely is. So visitation will be allowed under compassionate grounds. So I suppose the HPSC determined before Christmas that they moved away from what compassionate visiting was. And there is a recognition there that people have regressed, that visits from their family, from their loved ones are so important.
Okay.
So these will be general visits, so 2
okay.
visits per person.
So that's cleared up per week, which is very welcome, I'd say. Now, if I go to visit a relative or a loved one in a nursing home, what is the protocol now in relation to PPE and the wearing of protective gear?
Okay, so there was going to be a lead-in time. So this is effective from Monday week, which is the 22nd of March. And this is allowed time to make for the nursing homes to make arrangements and planning for the implementation of the guidance. So it won't be that you can just turn up. You will have to book your appointment with the nursing home. So I suppose correspondence between the nursing home and dialogue is very, very important. But my understanding is that it will be the normal visits that they had previously. So they will be asked to wear masks. Obviously, you know, you won't be able to hug your loved one. But at the same time, it's a huge way forward for our older people.
And will it require nursing homes be provided with additional PPE equipment and sanitisation and so on?
I don't expect so, because the nursing homes, to be fair to them, have put in place everything in relation to infection prevention and control. This has been done to a very high standard within the nursing home sector. And if I could just say, this is 2 visits at levels 3, 4 and 5, which is very important, because before Christmas there was only 1 visit allowed per fortnight in level 5. So this is a step forward, 2 visits per week, which will be very, very welcome. And now I will have to point out, though, if a nursing home has a COVID outbreak, they will do their utmost to facilitate 1 visit per person per fortnight, because, Cormac, currently there are still 104 nursing homes that would have a COVID outbreak. The majority of these nursing homes are coming out of a significant outbreak that they would have had in January and February. They need to be 28 days clear. And it also means that the person who received the vaccine would have to be clear of COVID as well.
So it's just about managing that,
absolutely.
I suppose. But the vaccination in nursing homes homes has had an impact. I mean, the CEO of the HSE, Paul Reid, was saying that there is a positivity rate of just 0.2% now, so it's having an impact. The practicality of the visits, though, if I'm outside the 5 kilometre limit, which we all have to stick to now, can you still visit your loved one in a nursing home?
Yes, you absolutely can, because for a lot of people, the nursing home will be outside the 5 kilometre. And because this has been delivered from compassionate grounds, because our older people have suffered so much not being able to see their loved ones. The majority of our older people in nursing homes would have had their last visit before Christmas, unless it was critical and compassionate end of life in the last couple of months. And I suppose because of the new variants we have seen and the high level of community transmission, all visitation was suspended during January and February. So I really welcome today this news, and I believe most people will be very happy.
I'd say it's a relief, Minister, without question, to an awful lot of people in the homes and those their family outside. Is everybody then in nursing homes in Ireland, and those working in nursing homes, are they all vaccinated at this point?
The majority of them are vaccinated. So, for example, the vaccination rollout started in January for the nursing homes, and the residents' take-up was close to 99%, which was absolutely fantastic. When the first rollout was complete, there was actually 4 nursing homes that weren't able to have any vaccine administered at that time because the outbreak was so high. It was at very, very high levels.
Is that still the case in those 4
No, it's not. No. Okay. So these nursing homes have received their first vaccine at this stage. Okay. So when you have COVID, you have to be 28 days clear of it in order to receive your vaccine. So 100, we have almost all the nursing homes done.
Okay. And what about the older cohort then, broadly speaking, in the wider community? Is everybody, because I was talking to Paul Reid, I think was it last week, he was telling me at about this time that everybody over 85 would be vaccinated. Is that the case now?
Okay, so almost 99% of over 85s have been vaccinated. So by the end of this week, GPs, which is week 4, GPs will have administered over 130,000 doses to over 70. So that's more than the over 85s. There is a small cohort of people that we would class as housebound or bedbound who can't leave to go to their GP to have the vaccine. So what's been put in place is the National Ambulance Service are going to be charged with rolling out the vaccine to those. This programme will commence. It's actually commenced today on a small scale this week, with over 1,500 housebound patients have been identified. So the onus was on the GP to inform the HSE, and the lists were drawn up. The lists were passed on to the NAS and the National Ambulance Service. And the one point I have to make, Cormac, is nobody who wants a vaccine will be left behind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I ask you, so, and that is, but that's happening today, you say, it's starting
yes,
today?
Yes, it's starting today, okay. Yes. Okay. Mostly in the greater Dublin area this weekend.
Okay, can I ask you about something else entirely? And very briefly, if you don't mind, we were talking earlier on in the programme about Minister Helen McEntee's maternity leave and the rejigging of governmental positions, cabinet positions. And I won't go through them all, but Hildegard Nocton has extra responsibility, as has James Brown, 2 ministers of state. Heather Humphreys is taking on the justice portfolio, as well as the stuff that she's doing herself at the moment. I mean, I wonder, given all the talk about the vaccine rollout at the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, as well as every home up and down the country, was there not an opportunity here to give specific ministerial responsibility for vaccines?
Well, I suppose the vaccine rollout at the moment is being organised, and it's been distributed through the Department of Health, the HSE and the Minister. So we know Minister Donnelly is in charge of it, but the Minister Donnelly also has 3 junior ministers. So does myself, older people and mental health. There's Minister Anne Rabbitt, who is disabilities, and Minister Frankie Feehan, who is wellbeing. So we've all taken a hands-on approach as well to support Minister Donnelly, who has a very, very intense workload with everything that's in place.
But that isn't satisfying the baying dogs of war at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting every Wednesday or so, who criticise the rollout programme. I mean, is there an opportunity lost here in not giving specific responsibility for the vaccine rollout to somebody else?
Well, I think, to be honest, like, a lot of people have said that, but I just believe that because we have all the junior ministers have taken such a hands-on approach. So I've taken a hands-on approach to the over 70s in relation to the nursing homes. And, you know, I think what's been lost in translation here is the good news, and the good news that 95% of every vaccine that comes into the country is in someone's arm within 7 days.
Okay.
And well, that's, look, the most important thing.
They call that good Waterford hurling, Mary Butler. Well dodged that question. Thank you very much indeed, Minister of State for Mental Health and Older People, Mary Butler. Thank you very much indeed.